Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of May 2018. Supreme Court has cleared the decks for declaration of results of the Common Law Admission Test, CLAT, 2018 for admissions in 19 prestigious national law colleges across the country. The results will be declared today, the 31st of May 2018. South Korea's Supreme Court has said that cryptocurrency can be deemed a forfeitable asset in a criminal prosecution. Bombay High Court has said that felling of even a single tree can have an adverse impact on the environment. Madras High Court has asked the centre to instruct state governments to reduce weight of school children's bags and do away with homework for classes 1st and 2nd. Delhi High Court has held that a court in Bengaluru had the jurisdiction to hear the dispute between ISRO's Antrix Corporation and Devas Multimedia, which had won an arbitral award of $672 million from an international tribunal. Bombay High Court has dismissed a couple of petitions challenging an order of the Registrar General of the High Court wherein a departmental inquiry was ordered against the petitioner, who is a civil judge junior division. Madras High Court has ordered re-postmortem on the 7 bodies of victims of police firing on the 22nd and 23rd of May at Thoothukudi during the protest against Stelet factory. Delhi High Court has asked the city government why it had not taken action against private and aided schools which had not refunded the excess fee charged by them, citing implementation of the 6th Pay Commission, despite a court appointed panel's recommendation to return the money. Delhi High Court has directed Air France to inquire afresh into allegations of repeated sexual harassment made by an Indian employee against a Frenchman and senior executive at the airline. Delhi High Court has dismissed a petition challenging the eligibility conditions and preferences prescribed by the Delhi Jal Board, DJB, in the March 2018 tender calling for bids for mechanized sewer cleaning and its transportation. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has stayed insolvency proceedings against the debt-laden company, paving the way for sale of Arcom's assets worth 25,000 rupee crore to Reliance Jio. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has allowed Vedant Limited to acquire Electrosteel Steels by depositing the upfront payment of 5,320 crore rupees to the lenders. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has asked Tata Steel Limited to file an affidavit stating provisions in the resolution plan, if any, on the fate of Bhushan Steel's outstanding income tax, goods and services tax, and other local taxes.